Try this one on for size. My Dylan is such a hard worker. When it's chore time, I can always count on him to set the pace for the other kids and show them how things are done. What happens when Dylan doesn't feel like leading the way? What we do with any repeated label, no matter how positive, is eliminate our children's freedom to be evolving, developing human beings. What we must learn as parents is to fight for our children's right to evolve. We must fight for each child's right to create his or her own uniqueness in the world. What a gift we give to our children by refusing to stunt their personal development by foisting some personality on them. What a gift we can give by stubbornly refusing to compare them with their siblings and not allowing extended family members to label or categorize them. We give them the gift of discovery. The first place for this to begin is within ourselves, naturally. Think of how we brace for an explosion at bedtime simply because there have been similar explosions recently. We're already prepping for a battle when this ever-changing child may be in a completely different mood. I know this is incredibly hard because you are so frustrated, but you must hold on to the truth that with children, as with the stock market, past performance is never a guarantee of future results. Here's a truth to live by. No one is ever, always, anything. No one is ever always lazy, or always smart, or always defiant. Just because your teenager wanted money the last time she did the dishes does not explain why she's doing the dishes tonight. No good can come out of accusing our children. Just because your child struggled in school last year does not necessarily mean he will struggle every year. Strategies for success. Change your vocabulary. Changing your vocabulary is an incredible way to defend your children from the onslaught of labels. Take the harsh words always, never, all the time, and constantly out of your vocabulary for good. Replace them with two more realistic and forgiving ones. Can be. You'll be amazed at the way this changes the very way you think about your child. By saying can be instead of always, you are recognizing the propensity for change. And change is woven into our very nature. Here's an example. The next time your daughter launches into a monologue about why her life is so unfair, resist the urge to say, "You are always so dramatic." Instead, pause, take a deep breath, and state, "You can be really dramatic when you feel like it. It must be really tough to be 12. I can barely remember being that age myself." This small change acknowledges the inner thespian in your child, but it does not lock her into a personality where she loses her freedom to be different. Expect your kids to surprise you. Believe it or not, your kids are constantly searching for new chances to start new patterns. But since relationship patterns always involve other people, it becomes difficult to change the dance without changing dance partners. They cannot choose different parents, so it's up to you to change. What that demands from us as parents is a continuous, persistent desire to expect them to change, to act out of their best character. By no means does this call for some pie-in-the-sky naivete about their limitations, nor does it mean being lax in the face of continued behavioral patterns that cause problems. As we discuss thoroughly in the next section, there are consequences for those behaviors, and you must enforce those consequences with consistency. But you cannot let those patterns determine your feelings toward and beliefs about your child and his or her future. Despite limitations and mistakes in the past, we must continually fight for our children's best character to evolve. Fight for their right to always, always change at a moment's notice. Become an advocate for your children's evolution. Your children are works in progress. Their fates are undetermined, their personalities yet to be locked in place. Even their looks will change over time. You have to become a champion for your children's continued evolution. Doing so means refusing to allow extended family members to categorize or label them. It means stubbornly searching for their best traits and choices and singling those out as the clearest indicators of their capabilities. It means, most of all, constantly checking yourself internally and calming your deepest fears that because of this or that pattern of choices, your child is going to become violent or depressed or ugly or unemployable. You are your children's biggest influence, and what you think and say about them may shape them more than any other force in the universe. Champion their evolution and watch them grow.